Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Army Real Talk. Today, I am recording from Fort Hood, Texas, along with my guest co-host, Patty Barron, AUSA's Family Readiness Director. Patty, thank you for joining me.
I'm really excited to be here. Go Fort Hood.
We are visiting the 2nd Armor Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cavalry Division. AUSA has had the great opportunity to adopt this brigade to provide supportive relationships before, during, and after their deployment to Poland in support of Operation Atlantic Resolve, and to help deliver the vast network of resources AUSA has available. During today's podcast, we will have an opportunity to speak with a few members from the brigade. And following the podcast, AUSA will stay connected with the brigade throughout their deployment, and I will share that information with our listeners during the Army Real Talk segment for the duration of the deployment, approximately 9 months.
This is just another way AUSA keeps our members, stakeholders, and the general public informed and connected with the U.S. Army. Let's kick things off by introducing our special guest. We are joined by Colonel Jeremy Wilson. He's the commander of the 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cavalry Division, HUA. Command Sergeant Major Kevin Schuler, 1st Battalion, 5th Cavalry Regiment Command Sergeant Major. And Mrs. Amy Yossi, Brigade's Command Sergeant Major spouse and Brigade Advisor.
Welcome, welcome. We're going to first start off by allowing you to introduce yourself, share a little bit about your brigade, yourself, as well as your family, if you don't mind. Colonel, I'll start with you.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm Colonel Jeremy Wilson, Commander of the 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cavalry Division, America's first team. I've been in the Army for 23 years. I've served in a variety of assignments at every level, both CONUS and OCONUS. I have one daughter. She will start college here in the fall at Ball State University. And it's an absolute honor and privilege to have the opportunity to serve our soldiers and families every day.
Wonderful. Thank you for your service, sir.
Hello, I am Command Sergeant Major Kevin Schuler. I am the Command Sergeant Major for 1st Battalion, 5th Cavalry Regiment here in the Blackjack Brigade in America's first team. I've been in the Army for 24 years. I've been married to the same lady for just as long. So she's a great lady who has supported me holistically throughout my entire career. And I also have two children. I have a son who's currently deployed abroad in the United States Army, doing Army work and doing a great job. And I'm also have a daughter who's getting ready to attend college. I have also, like the brigade commander, been deployed abroad in both CONUS and OCONUS. I have a variety of positions, but what's unique about me is that I've served in the 1st Battalion, 5th Cavalry Regiment for quite a long time. I was a private there, and now I'm a Command Sergeant Major. So it's unique that I was able to start my career in this battalion, and 24 years later, I'm back as a Command Sergeant Major.
My name is Amy Yossi, and I am a proud Army wife. My amazing soldier and I have 4 beautiful children. We have a college-bound daughter and 3 energetic little boys going into 2nd grade, 4th grade, and 6th grade. My wonderful hubby is the battle buddy to Colonel Wilson as the Brigade Command Sergeant Major. I am currently the Blackjack Brigade Advisor. My role is to support the commander's family readiness goals and act as an advisor to the commander on all FRG matters. In addition, I act as an advisor and support all of our amazing senior spouses who are currently battalion level advisors. My professional background includes selling IT consulting and software, while my volunteer background includes leading family readiness groups at almost every level, including platoon, company, battery, battalion, and now brigade, most of them during a combat deployment. In the past, I have served on spouse club charity drives, headed sponsorship for the 5th RTB Ranger Run, and I am currently serving as president of the Fort Hood Area Military Family Member Scholarship Fund. Let me just talk a little bit about our military spouses, if I may. Many of our spouses are just truly amazing. Not only are they the backbone of the family, they are completing undergraduate and postgraduate degrees, balancing their own demanding full-time careers, and juggling motherhood, all while supporting fellow military families. In our division alone, we have a multitude of spouses that are nurses, lawyers, collegiate professors, teachers, as well as research scientists. Being a military spouse is truly a sisterhood, and these are the people who will be your lifetime friends.
Very nice. Thank you all for your service and your time with us today. So we're just going to jump into the questions, and I'll start off with understanding or hoping to understand a little bit more about the brigade's function and capability. Colonel, will you share a little bit about the brigade?
Absolutely. The 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team is a trained and ready unit prepared to deploy at a moment's notice to win our nation's war. We are no stranger to deployments. Our history goes all the way back to patrolling the borders during the Mexican campaign in 1917. In support of World War II, we invaded into Tokyo, Japan, and Luzon in the Philippines. We were the 1st Army Brigade Combat Team in Vietnam in 1965. We participated in Operation Desert Storm and Desert Shield. We deployed in peacekeeping operations to Bosnia in 1999. We spearheaded the deployment of the 1st Cavalry Division into Iraq in 2004. We supported the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in 2005, deployed to Afghanistan in 2013, and have supported two back-to-back missions to South Korea in support of the Pacific Pathways. And now, on tap yet again, to deploy in support of our nation to Operation Atlantic Resolve.
So I have to pause a little bit, and you keep mentioning Blackjack Brigade. So how did that name come about, and what does that mean?
Like many units across our formation, we have a storied history. Our name comes from General John Joseph Blackjack Pershing, who was the commander of the American Expeditionary Forces on the Western Front along the Mexico-U.S. border in 1917. 2nd Brigade Combat Team was a part of the 5th Cavalry Division, which was under the AEF that same year. 5th Cavalry Division was reconstituted to the 1st Cavalry Division in 1921. That's kind of how we track our lineage all the way back.
Very cool, very cool. I like that, Blackjack Brigade. Now tell us a little bit about the upcoming mission to Poland.
The brigade's mission in support of Operation Atlantic Resolve is focused on 3 points: assuring our current NATO allies, deterring hostile aggression in the region, and empowering the current NATO alliances.
So, Colonel, will you please explain a typical day in Poland, boots on the ground, what it will be like during this deployment?
First, it's important to understand that our soldiers and leaders will be serving across the European theater in countries like Lithuania and Latvia, Poland, Romania, Bulgaria, Germany, and Georgia, just to name a few. Days will vary for these troopers. Those troopers serving in Georgia executing a security force assistance mission will have a very different day than those troopers executing a multinational exercise in Hohenfels, Germany, in support of several allies and partners. Overall, it's just a great opportunity and exposure to not just partnered operations, but training and building the capacity across the force.
All right. And then tell me a little bit about how the brigade prepares or trains for such a mission when it comes to the unit, but also the individual soldier physically and mentally, as well as the families.
Readiness is our number one priority. In the Blackjack Brigade, in America's First Team, and the Army, readiness for our team has 4 pillars: personnel, training, sustainment, and soldiers and family. For personnel, we leverage programs that focus on building sustainable physical, mental, and spiritual fitness that support good order and discipline. For training readiness is focused on building individual and unit lethality through a series of exercises and culminating in a validation exercise at the National Training Center, where the focus is to confirm our ability to win the first fight. And I can confidently report that this brigade is more than capable of not only winning the first fight, but accomplishing all of its assigned mission sets. For sustainment, it's about making sure that our equipment and vehicles are ready to deploy at a moment's notice. And for soldiers and families, they're our most valuable commodity. But I've spoken enough at this point, and I'll turn it over to Command Sergeant Major Schuler and Ms. Amy Yazzi to explain on our efforts for soldiers and families.
Command Sergeant Major Schuler, I would really like to focus on the individual soldier part. The brigade models individual soldier training strategy by using the U.S. Army Leadership Development Model. These 3 pillars, that being training, education, and experience, not only train and prepare our soldiers, but they also tie directly into developing our soldiers to future leaders. First, that training pillar focused on all the necessary individual skills such as warrior, task, and battle drills, individual and platform weapons qualification, and intensive physical fitness program. Second, the brigade used the education pillar at the institutional level with all of our military schools ranging from Master Gunner School, Sniper School, Ranger School, and Master Marksmanship Training Course, to name a few, in order to provide the education needed to our young troopers to accomplish their missions in combat. Lastly, the brigade used the experience pillar really through our many field training exercises starting last year, ultimately tested at the National Training Center, at our rotation there at Fort Irwin, California, to provide and validate the experience needed at Echelon to achieve the brigade commander's intent and mission success. When talking about families, the brigade commander did a very good job at identifying the importance of family readiness early in the training cycle. The brigade consistently tried to find ways to train as we fight. This approach is no different when it comes to our families. Part of the training progression involved training our families with the challenges that will come along with deployments while in a field environment. During our training, we focus heavily on operating our family readiness groups in the same fashion in garrison as we do when we're deployed. We had the opportunity to test the training progression when we were deployed to the National Training Center at Fort Irwin, California, and it proved very successful. We are in the process of finalizing that training progression with an upcoming family readiness deployment fair, which Ms. Yazzie will talk about, where we have a tremendous support from the Fort Hood installation to hold activities to ensure our families are taken care of while we're deployed.
Thank you so much for that explanation. It's unbelievable how much effort goes into preparing for a deployment such as this. And it certainly is eye-opening to those of us that are not wearing the uniform to understand how much effort goes into preparing every individual soldier to do their very best during deployment. But with that, there's also an awful lot of preparation of the family. And Ms. Yazzie, as the brigade advisor, I know that you've been an integral part of that preparation. I just have a few questions, if I may, to ask you. Just as the brigade prepares for its mission, so do families and family readiness groups. Can you share with our audience how you've transitioned from a garrison-focused FRG to one that is getting ready to deploy? And what changes, if any, have you made in the focus and approach that you've had to that?
In our preparation to transition to a deployment FRG, all of our battalion advisors had the unique opportunity to meet with our sister brigade, who had previously deployed to Europe. From there, they were able to collect information on lessons learned and best practices. This information was then funneled to our FRG leaders, and we held an FRG leader expo and IPR to create transparency across the entire brigade. All of this information will be funneled down to our SFRG to help empower and create deployment readiness for our Blackjack family. We are very blessed to have so much knowledge, not only at the battalion level with our senior spouses, but at the FRG level as well.
So Ms. Yazzie, that's just fascinating to me when I just heard your explanation, the fact that you were able to talk to your to the brigade that previously was deployed, get those lessons learned, but then that FRG leader expo. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Because it sounds like that's something new.
We just have the good fortune of General Calvert and as well as Command Sergeant Major Pospisil and their spouses have been amazing mentors to all of us at the brigade level. And they really have created that family feeling. And I have to tell you, I mean, I am so close to my brigade sisters. We are truly a family. So when they knew I was heading out the door and I started asking questions, we put our heads together and I had the opportunity to sit down and meet with Command Sergeant Major Light and his wonderful wife, Kathy. And they shared everything that they could across the board, along with my brigade sister, Caitlin Rutherford at the time. And we really learned a lot from that. And then we brought in all of our battalion advisors and we did breakfast and learn, so to speak. And all the ladies came in and shared information across the board. So we really feel confident that we are prepared as you absolutely can be on the family side for anything that may come up.
Oh, it certainly sounds like it. I mean, that's fantastic. And congratulations to all of you. I know that that also comes with command support to be able to do something like that. So that's really great. I also imagine that there are many military families within the brigade that are probably experiencing their very first deployment. Do you have a sense of how many and what are you doing, if anything, to prepare them for this deployment? Are you partnering them with other folks? Is there a buddy system? You know, how is that going?
I believe that around 25% of our soldiers and their families are experiencing a deployment for the very first time. We are helping them by providing trainings at both company and battalion level. Our families will absolutely have multiple resources within the company, battalions, as well as brigade that they can go to for any questions. We are offering not only battalion deployment town halls, as well as a brigade pre-deployment fair. During these events, the Blackjack soldiers and the families will have the opportunity to be briefed, as well as interact with almost 40 supporting agencies and or organizations. All of these organizations' sole purpose is to support our soldiers during this deployment in almost every capacity. In addition to this, there are multiple resources that we've uploaded into a self-help portal throughout our brigade Facebook group, and each soldier will receive a deployment book that they can share with their spouse. We have the good fortune of having many experienced senior spouses at almost every level that do an outstanding job of providing solutions and resources to our young soldiers and their families.
That's fantastic. I mean, it really, truly is. I'm so, so impressed. And if for those family members that might be listening to this podcast right now, take advantage of this amazing opportunity and all the resources that you all are pulling together, because it really, truly takes a team to get through a deployment like this, both in theater and here back home. And so what will be the primary mode of communication between soldier and family member during this deployment? And will parents and fiancés, significant others, be able to participate in that same mode of communication?
So our primary mode of communication will be our brigade Facebook group. All of the battalion advisors and our FRLs will be moderators, along with myself and the brigade FRL. The goal was just to support the battalion Facebook pages that exist and give families a place where they can ask questions and have access to a self-help portal with all kinds of great deployment information. Parents, fiancés, etc., will absolutely be allowed and encouraged to participate. We want all of the soldiers' families to feel connected and welcome to our Blackjack Brigade.
That's fantastic. It has been such a pleasure to hear from all of you how much you value and care for not only the soldiers in the brigade, but also the families in the brigade. It is, as you've mentioned, Amy, and Colonel Wilson, we can't do what we do without the support of our Army families. And it's just amazing to me and very heartwarming to see the efforts that you're putting into it. And I really can't wait to follow the brigade and talk about how the families are doing. So it's going to be a really fun ride.
I must agree. I very much thank our guests, as you are representing a portion of what we call the Total Army. So I'm very pleased to be here with you in Fort Hood. And AUSA is excited about the adopting this brigade, the Blackjack Brigade. And we are looking forward to hearing more about this mission over the course of the 9-month deployment. So Colonel, Command Sergeant Major, ma'am, thank you for your time as well as your service.
I would really just like to thank AUSA for bringing to the forefront everything it takes, not only for spouses, but for our families of our soldiers to get deployment ready. We appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
I would like to thank AUSA for the opportunity to speak and say that the Blackjack Brigade Combat Team stands ready to lead the way during our Atlantic Resolve mission and any mission that the future might bring. Our troopers within this brigade are some of the most disciplined and lethal that the Army has to offer. I would like to defer final comments to the brigade commander.
Big thanks to all of you and AUSA for this wonderful opportunity and all the support, past, present, and future. Ready now, Blackjack, First Team.
To all of our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. Keep it locked in here for all Army Matters. And for next week's episode, enjoy Family Voices. For more information about AUSA or to become a member, visit AUSA.org.